about 15 Yupik dance groups from around the YK Delta took to the stage. But the weekend wasn't all Yupik. A Tsimshian dance group from Southeast Alaska wore bold black and red dance regalia. They wowed the crowd as they sung, spun around, and shook large rattle-like sticks. Standing near a side entrance was Martha Dementev, who's from Kasigluk. She wore a bright yellow Chamay volunteer bib over her shirt and was volunteering all weekend long.
Because I want to help. They're working hard.
What do you like about Chamay?
Everything.
The Chamay Dance Festival also featured a native craft sale. Dozens of tables covered in native art filled the lobby in one hallway of the high school. At the very end of the hallway was Mabel Pequeño from the coastal village of Chivac. She and her sister had been selling their Chupik dolls. Many of the dolls wore fish skin clothing. Do you have a favorite doll?
She's already gone.
Tell me about her.
What she was carrying was a headdress with beads and a butterfly down her. My kid's favorite is this one. This old lady right there.
Looks like she has a rabbit ruff, a white hair, a white ruff with
wolf and rabbit.
Her hair is wolf?
Yeah, this one.
Besides Alaska Native groups, the festival brings in international dancers like the Hmong lion dancers from Laos in Southeast Asia. They wore black and hot pink regalia with silver coin tassels. The public could meet them in an up-close and personal session, which happens in a classroom setting. Dance leader Larry Yang describes their style of dance.
The hand moving, the feet moving has meaning to it. Sometimes you may not understand that what's happening, but the different song and different movement is different meaning.
Jason Larson from Nebuskiak says Chamay is crowded, but he comes anyway.
I just want to see the performers. I don't really care too much about a lot of people. Just want to see the performers. And
I love meeting people.
For Dan Charles of Bethel, the crowd is an attraction. He says he never misses a Chamay dance festival.
I come here every year. Even if I don't know people, then I meet a lot of people here and find out some of my relatives, which, you know, I not know till, you know, I meet them here. And that's how I learn my family tree.
One of Charles's favorite parts of Chamay is seeing young people perform.
I see some young kids today were really good. I mean, there was Alaknuk dancers had two, a boy and a girl, are really interested in doing that. And I just enjoy watching kids. You know, they're going to grow to be, you know, the new elders.
The Chamay Dance Festival started Friday evening and ran until Sunday night in Bethel. I'm Angela Denning Barnes.